Shabbos, we read Parsha Shlach, one of the very tragic parshiyos in the Torah. The whole incident of the Meraglim, the debacle which it ended up being. And I wanted to focus on one part of the parsha. And that is, there are two figures that emerged unscathed from the story of the Meraglim, and that's Kalev and Yeshua. They were involved with the Meraglim, they went with the Meraglim, they came back from the Meraglim, and they remained unaffected by their association with the Meraglim. And it's interesting, there's a Tosefta of the Chofetz Chaim quotes, which states that Kalev and Yeshua were equal to each other, they were equals. And the Chofetz Chaim explores exactly what that means. What does it mean that they were equals? And he locks in on two chazal, and Rashi, in fact, notes both of them. At the beginning of the parasha, we have a Yikra Moshe Yoshua, or rather Hoshea, he called him Yoshua Binun. And Rashi tells us this is an allusion. He added Yud Keita's name, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should in fact assist him and stand together with him. And there are many, many ways to interpret those words in Rashi, what it means. The simple explanation, the simplest explanation, means that he should not be caught up in their conspiracy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spear him from that. That's the simplest explanation. And that would seem to be, and I believe Rameya Simcha, in his exploration of this Rashi, in his own fashion, but that's the way he learns it. That's the way I always learned this Rashi. The Chofetz Chaim Zatzal has a different spin on this Rashi. The Chofetz Chaim tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned. He said, Yeshua, by his personality, was the confrontational type. If he did something that was improper, he let you know about it. He stood up to you when he told you all. And he was concerned then that Yeshua would stand up to the other Meraglim and they would become so incensed that in fact that they might put him to death, they might kill him because they felt he stood in their way. And therefore, Kol Yoshiach Me'atzas Meraglim means you should be spared from any conspiracy that the Meraglim may make against you. That's the way he interprets this Rashi. And he said he needed this tefillah because his personality was, he would see if, when it was a question, the Koy Shemayim, Yeshua was in your face, as we say in today's terms. And therefore, it could have elicited a very strong reaction from the other Meraglim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispallel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare him from any conspiracies that the other Meraglim would hatch against him. On the other hand, he says, Kalev was a smoothie. And nobody suspected, in fact, even as the story reaches its denouement, and Kalev gets up to speak, by Yahas Kalev, everyone expected that Kalev was on the side of the ten Meraglim, and he too would attack Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of a sudden, he pulls a rabbit out of his hat, and he states, no, I'm absolutely in support of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was correct, and he's led us properly, and he's delivered the Dvar Hashem to us, and Olo Nala V'Yarashno, so let's go up there to Yisrael, let's conquer the land, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist us. So Kalev's approach was the one that was politically smooth, to the largest extent, except when he felt it absolutely necessary to do so, he was not ready to be confrontational. He would achieve his ends without confrontation. He says, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not give a special tefillah for him. He was not likely to get in trouble and elicit the harsh reaction from the other Meraglim. But he says, there is a downside to that approach. And the downside to that approach is, since you are outwardly calm and you get on with the world around you very well, you may get on too well with the world around you. And you maybe start to be influenced by them because your approach is not to be confrontational. So Kolev, what does he do? Kolev goes to Chevron. And he's mispalo with the Moros HaMachpelah. And the Chofetz Chaim says, why was he mispalo with the Moros HaMachpelah? Because he knew that in his approach to Avodas Hashem, and the non-confrontational approach, carries with it the possibility of losing sight to the fullest extent of what one's goal is. And one may try sometimes, well, be motivated too hard to get on with those around him. And therefore, Kolev goes to be mispalo midway, that he shouldn't be influenced by the Meraglim. Yeshua is not going to be influenced by them. He fights them to the doom. But Kolev was afraid that his non-confrontational approach, perhaps he would be influenced by that. And therefore he goes to the Moros HaMachpelah, to be mispalo. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us that that's what the Tosefta say, that these two approaches to Avodas Hashem, some people, when it comes to Kvod Shamayim, are very confrontational. That's an approach. And some are very smooth, and they pick their spots very carefully, and they find other means of accomplishing their ends. Both of those approaches are equal before the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't endorse one approach over the other. They both have their place. But the reality of what that means is, what the Tosefta, I believe, is trying to tell us, is that the respect that we have for different people with different approaches. All the way back to Kriyas Yamsu, there were 12 paths through the Yamsu, because each Shevet had its own avoda, its own connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Brochas of Yaakov Avinu, each Shevet has its own constellation. It touches, as he says at the end of the brachos, all the brachos that touched everyone. But each one has his specific aspect, which is more devoted to than all the other aspects, and more so than anyone else. And that's the way Yaakov Avinu created Klal Yisrael, as he gave the brachos to his 12 sons. And that is what happened with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yam Suf. Again, there were 12 tracks. And that's what the Tosefta is telling us, that both of these approaches are correct. The respect that we have for one another. And when we stay, talk about achdus. Achdus does not mean that we all think the same way or act the same way. That's not achdus. Achdus, from our standpoint, means that we're committed equally to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. How we carry it out? Look at Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Those that have learned the Sechti Yevamos, in the very first Mishnah in Yevamos. So, a man was married, had two wives. And one of those wives was, for example, the daughter of his brother, married his niece. So obviously, if he could die without children, so the Yibum marriage, the levirate marriage, his brother, obviously, he's not going to marry his daughter. But how about the second wife, the one that's not his daughter, that was married to her first husband? Perhaps Yibum should apply to her, because she's not a marriage that the Torah forbids. So according to Beis Shammai, not only is it permissible, but it's a mitzvah for him to marry that woman. And according to Beis Hillel, not only is it not a mitzvah, it's a very grave avera, one would be chayav koros, almost the worst punishment that a person could get for violating the greatest averas in the Torah. So here we have a difference of opinion. Beis Shammai saying something, it's a mitzvah. And Beis Hillel says, not only is it not a mitzvah, it's a very grave avera. And yet, what was the relationship of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It says they married each other's families. Why? Because her emes for shalom ahol. They sought the emes, but what's couched to shalom. The understanding that we respect others that are following the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, even if their understanding of the Torah is different than us. But the root is great only the Chacham. They're rooted in great Pesachim. We can have different approaches and yet no less respect. And that's one of the things that we need to elevate in our age, is the respect that we have for others who conduct the service of Hashem differently than we do. None of us has an absolute monopoly on what's right. We have made a choice in life to pursue a certain path. It fits best for us. It works well for us. I connect to it well. But maybe someone else connects to a different path than I'm going to do Hashem. And it's no less significant, no less important than my own personal path in the way this Hashem. So this is a lesson that we have to learn from Parashat Shlach. It doesn't mean that it's not chet, there is chet. People do things that are improper. But there are many different ways to do what's proper. And we even have, it's interesting, one of my rabbis told me once that we talk about Shas is the Yam HaTalmud. Why is it Yam HaTalmud? Because on land, you build highways, and you're restricted. If you want to go from New York to the Catskills, there are X number of ways to go, and that's it. It's the only way you're getting there. In the ocean, there are no highways. I want to go 100 yards this way, 100 yards this way, 500 yards this way, a mile that way. I'm free to choose. When we go through the Shas, there's no one particular method that's correct. There are many different approaches, and all of them have emes in them. So that's an important lesson that we need to learn from Parashat Shlach. That was the Chofetz Chaim tells us, the Tosefta says, that Yeshua and Kol were equals, meaning their approach to Avodas Hashem, even though very widely differing from one another, that their approach to Avodas Hashem was equally respected and appreciated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An important lesson for us to learn. And maybe that's one of the lessons of the outdoor minyanim that we have. The outdoor minyanim are a little reminiscent of the Kaisel. All different types come to Davo. We have Sfardim, Ashkenazim, those that are inclined to Shtidlach, those that are inclined to Bikshuls, Yekis, all types. So we all daven together. The differences are pushed to the side. What comes to the fore is the fact that 10 Yidden are a minyan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask that we all come from the same national background, that our grandfathers lived in the same country, that they said Ivra the same way, that they adopted the same Musaf. All the Rabbanu Shalom asks is that the 10 people coming together have absolute fidelity to his Torah. The approach that they have in Avodas Hashem can vary greatly. So that's perhaps one of the great lessons we can learn from all the outdoor minyanim that we have present. I wanted to go to Mesilas Yesharim, Rabbi Yisai.